Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
What up, Greg?
Welcome, 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 welcome,
hey.
Welcome to Real
what's
Talk
up,
with New Orleans series broadcasted live every third Tuesday at about 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some of the others. Not I, but we Dream Team on the station. And let me give that call a number, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. This is Real Talk with New Order Series. And let me hand the microphone over to the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Greg Giles in the building, followed with my brother in the building.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? This is the one and only Greg Giles coming to you live with Real Talk for New Order with my co-host, Mr. John Drummond. And tonight we're going to be going over a lot of issues that we find out that is actually affecting us right now in our homes. And we want the people to chime in, the people to tell us what they got on their minds. And, you know, this is another episode of New Order, Real Talk, and we're going to go ahead and get the listeners right now. John, how you doing today?
I'm blessed, my brother. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm sitting on top of the world, man. I'm hoping everybody is safe inside of their homes and not out there doing no crazy and is trying to help us get over this pandemic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely. I tell you, man, right now, I would like to take the opportunity, if I may, to just give another shout out to our brother Knowledge Born Jackson, because right now in this time, in our generation, what we're dealing with right now, we need all black media to stay informed, to acknowledge each other, to give each other support, because the other media formats are not going to do that for us. You know, so
no,
we need
not.
Some for us right now, and we appreciate all people that are of our color, of our melanin, that is out there pushing the knowledge, pushing the truth, and just so appreciative to have this format in order for us to reach out to our audience, and that's just something that's needed more so than ever right now, more so than ever.
Oh, yeah, this stuff is going crazy. Like, out here, we need people to be sticking together. We need all of the media. You're right about that, because of the fact that in numbers we can accomplish anything. Just like those ants that sit outside your home and sit there and get it and get into a bunches of 1,000 or more, and it seemed like they're just coming, like, you know, never end, and they could come from, like, you know, all the way across your yard from your mailbox to your home. I mean, like, they got a big line, and because they know if there's some food down there in the numbers, they can get it back home, and that's what we got to do. We got to stick together. We got to stick together like those ants and get this information out there and stick together, basically, yeah.
Yes, sir, and there's power in numbers. You are right. The ants are very good definition and explanation of what numbers can do. And you know, they are born, you know what I'm saying, for that purpose, you know, to build and to work together in unity. If we take any lesson from the ants, I'm glad you brought that analogy up, Greg, it's that, you know, they got this little government cheese they're handing out right now, which is the stimulus package, and you know, a lot of people have been waiting on that stimulus package, and it's needed in a lot of homes, especially people that have been laid off, especially people that, you know, bills have got caught up and fell behind. But for those of you that, you know what I'm saying, that stimulus package happens to be some little extra, some something on top of you know, your savings, maybe, just maybe, you know, if it's not out of the stretch of the imagination, you know, we can come together and think of ideas to put that money together and to start up small businesses. You see, now they're starting to hand out the $20 million to small businesses. If some of us had owned some small businesses at this time, we may have been privy and eligible for that. So that's something to take notice in this new age and time. You know, this is the new normal. This is going to be after the storm. And after the storm, we need to come up with new ideas and a fresh understanding of what we need to do, you know, Leonard teases me, Leonard Jones, our spokesperson, and says, you know, man, hey, you know, every black man ain't a brother. And you know, I understand where he's coming from, and I agree to some point. But for those that have that strong understanding of what it means, you know, to uplift us as a people, let's come together. Let's come up with some ideas. Let's spread, you know, that energy, you know, that it takes, because it's a financial type of strategy. It's a political type of strategy in order to put your dollars together where they make sense and bring, you know, some type of effect. You know, we are $1.3 trillion in consumer spending right now in these United States. Just think of what we could do if we took that money and did it something with that. So that's just something to take notice. Like I said, that little stimulus money that they're handing out to us is ours anyway. You know, so what better time to what better time to take something with that and try to do something with it? You know, I see a story on social media from time to time about these young brothers. It was about, I don't know, maybe being about five of them, and they all said they were going to take their little money and save it every week. And, you know, this is I forget how many years it took, maybe 5 or 10 years, but they had enough money to start investing. So any little idea you come up with, you know, we ain't got to go out there and buy Walmart tomorrow. But, you know, we get pop, mom and pop store, a little corner market, a little, you know, storefront. You'd be amazed, man. It'd take the chains off people that have worked all day life and break their back for the other man. Well, why not do it for yourself?
Exactly, because all it really takes is a little bit of commitment and a lot of bit of determination. You have to be really disciplined when it comes to actually, you know, saving that money and knowing that you have this money set aside for this particular cause or this particular reason. So that means you can't go spending it every chance you get. You got to save that. You know, that's what it's for.
Sir.
So, I mean, just a lot of discipline involved. And I do believe that if we spent our money, you know, on very intelligently, even when we go out and spend it inside of these stores, you know, as far as supporting the people that support us back. Don't just spend money at these stores that disrespect you, call you names and spit at you and raise the prices or change the prices every time you go in there. One day it's a dollar, the next day it's $1.50, you know, because they're changing, you know, they're raising the price at will. You know, we have to pretty much put a foot down on these locations and places like that that don't respect us as people. So, I mean, you know, I just look at, you know, even when you look at like a gas station, if you take the amount of people that visit that gas station on a daily basis and get those same people to invest in their own gas station, they would have a lot better service and better respect. So
yes,
it's all about
would.
How we spend our money.
Definitely. And you know, that you brought up about being respected and going to these establishments. You know, I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio. Just had an incident just a couple of days ago, Greg, where we have a world-renowned designer in Dayton by the name of Lamour Amir. Mr. Amir, for years, has spanned the globe with his designs, his clothes, and he went into a fabric store in Dayton just a couple of days ago and was disrespected, and this man has spent thousands of dollars with this store. And, you know, they whatever the confrontation or the disgruntlement was or the misunderstanding, whatever the situation is, I wasn't there, I don't know, was to the point where they called the authorities on this man. And it was a very, very embarrassing, shamed situation that they put that man in. I plan on going down to Dayton to speak with Mr. Amir. Like I said, the whole community, people that know Mr. Amir in the Dayton community respect him. He's not a bad individual. He's a gentle giant. He's a very tall man, but he's an African American, and if he shopped somewhere for years and he spent that type of money, I don't see any reason for why he should be disrespected in that fashion. you know. So, you know, like I said, don't have the whole story. We'll get down to the bottom of it, and I'll definitely let our family, our New Order National Human Rights Organization family, know. He has been advised to contact us. You know, we don't chase ambulances. We don't run after people, but if they definitely want our help, we're here for them. In this opportune moment to give the number, if you out there in the listening audience has any situation where you feel an injustice and served your way, give us a call. We're a national human rights organization. Our number is 1-800-346-5138. If you call that number, somebody will definitely get in contact with you, and if we can't help you, we'll let you know. But if there's definitely something that we can move forward with, we'll use all our resources. We have a strong legal and research team to help out. Just recently, Gerald has returned from Tulsa, Oklahoma, with the Pamela Smith case. And that was it's a very serious case. It's ongoing now. She is, you know, in the court system dealing with that. But, you know, we will fight for your rights. We also have a website, www.nonhro.org. Go to our website and see what we're about. You know, so, and there are various stories, various testimonies, and our mission statement is on there as well. And see the type of organization we are. We're grassroots, you know. We get out there and we get our elbows and arms dirty. Am I right, Greg?
We definitely do, man, because the thing about us is it's we, not I. There is no I in team when it comes to us. We all work hard. It's not just an Atlanta thing. It's not just a Georgia thing. We're nationwide. John Drummond is out of Ohio himself. We have people across the country that work with us in different departments, in different areas to help us actually get these cases situated and stuff. So like he said, if you have a case or you know somebody that might need our help, I pass the number along. The number is 1-800-346-5138. And I also want to give a shout out to our CEO because he started this organization in 1992 with the idea that this would actually go worldwide, and we're just about there, everybody. We're nationwide right now, and you know, we're growing on a daily basis. Mr. Gerald Rose, I want to give a shout out to him and our dedicated staff that work day in and day out to help us get the word out there and to help fight these injustices around the world.
That's right. That's right. Amen. And we got the national secretary on the line right now. Okay. So let me bring in the hardest working sister on the planet. Sister Christy on the line. I believe she's here. Let's see what she got.
Hello, Christy. How you doing? Oh, Christy, you there?
I think okay. She just dropped off after that fabulous introduction. You see that? I ain't gonna say.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? But if you do got a question, comment you want to add to the conversation, that phone number to call in while I'm speaking, 929-477-1755, and 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. You got the Not I, But We Dreams team, and back like magic, she is on the line.
Christy, how you doing?
What's going on, my family? What is up, 318 in the house? I don't have a coronavirus.
Bless your heart.
Look, 10 toes down. What's going on, family?
Hey, how you doing, Chris? We doing wonderful.
God bless that mayor down in NOLA because, you know, I commend her on standing ground and putting her foot down and saying, no, we not having all that. So shout out. I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
All y'all that's running to them beaches right now, I'm like them old folks. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait a long time to see what's gonna happen to y'all before I get out. I'm gonna let y'all try it.
Christy, yeah, because I hear that didn't turn out too well down there in Jacksonville,
right.
Florida.
No,
right,
they had
I don't run to the show.
15. Huh?
No, go ahead. I was just making a joke. Yeah, they bad down there in Florida.
Yes. It's been tripled in like one day because they was in the beaches. And let me give y'all some history, because history always repeats itself. And I was doing some history. If you go back to the flu in the 1800 in Philadelphia, they had the same pandemic. They had a pandemic come through, and Philadelphia was like, okay, well, we're gonna still have, we're gonna the industry decided to release the stay at home order early for them to have a parade, because this was during one of the World Wars. So when they did that, a lot more people died. It was over 200,000 people died because they was there in that parade, and they did it too early. Also, for all y'all Trump supporters, Trump was warned in 2005 by George Bush, and again in 2014 with Barack Obama, speaking about the pandemic. So he is not off guard. He is just a half-witted, ignorant president that don't understand what we supposed to be doing to protect our people. It's all about money. Okay.
Well, Christy, you do remember how when he was running up against Ms. Clinton, she said that Trump would soon bankrupt the U.S. The U.S. nation, just like he did his casinos, and the United States isn't doing very well right now. So,
of course not. If you look, and I tell anybody, I love history, y'all. But if you study history about the fall of the Roman Empire, this is the same thing they did. They decided to give their people money to boost the income, the economics, because they feel like, okay, we give a whole bunch of money, people going to go out and start buying, that's going to boost the economy, we're going to get out of this recession. But he did the opposite. He is falling in the same trap of because he's not educated. He's never ran anything successful. Everything that he's ever done, he's been got fired, like his show. Because he is a clown, and he will always be a clown. Yeah, and I don't understand how he even got to be president, because we're too lazy and sitting on our butts and don't want to get out and vote. And I said it, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to vote. I don't care if I have to have an asthmat suit on. I don't care if it's going to be drive-through, if I have to walk in that mug. I don't care. I'm voting.
Exactly. That's how it happens when people don't think that their vote counts, when it really does. Go ahead, tell them, Christy.
It more than counts. That's why the laws and stuff is in place the way they are right now. It's because we didn't get off our butt and stop this man from becoming president. We're too busy want to sit here and get high on 4/20/20. I can't tell you how many people celebrated 4/20/20, but they can't get their butts out and vote. How many went and bought their sack? You know what I'm saying? But you can't go and vote and do what you need to do for your country. Now, come on now.
Priorities.
You right.
John, you do know that what's going on over there in China, right? I know you talked about the guy that what happened to him up there not too long ago, where they wouldn't allow him to go inside of the store, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, in China, they're not letting a lot of Africans inside of these restaurants and places now. They said no blacks allowed or no Africans allowed. I mean, so that's basically the same thing worldwide that's going on. People turning against African Americans and people of color simply because of COVID-19 or coronavirus. It's not like we started the thing. You know what I mean?
And it's ridiculous because when you look at the economic strategy that China is putting into place in the world, China has its hands all over Africa right now. So, they have invested in property, invested in all types of things over there. So for them to, look any type of way in a negative fashion toward, the African people is just ridiculous to me. It's sad. I watch a lot of shows, international shows, and I've known for a while, they frown on Africans and people of color even way before the coronavirus. Now they
did.
But there are places in China where you're not allowed to go into. I have some friends that travel, that are African American, that travel to China, and they say there are some restaurants that you're not even allowed to go into. So, yeah, and it's just something to take note of, man. It's just like you said, like
yeah.
going into these stores where we're not respected. Well, that's the same. That falls the same for a country. You know what I'm saying? You don't go into a country where you're not respected. You know what I'm saying? There should be a total shutdown of anybody traveling to China in this point in time and moving on into the future.
You know, this is not their first time to single out African Americans. This is not the first time in any nation where they single out Africans. You know, they came and exploited our land. They done so much to try to break us, to try to hinder us from being great, because they're still cavemen in their mentality, and they're afraid of who we are. They're afraid of the kings and queens that we are and what we can do. So they have to do a chemical warfare, because nothing that they have ever done has just affected us. And you have, you know, I can go back to Tuskegee experiment when they experimented with syphilis on us. How did they get the cure for all these diseases? Is because they implanted in us like we're just able to just die. I could tell you right now they're building places for people who have this disease, and they're calling it a place for them, but it's a consecration camp. Let's be honest and let's be real.
Yeah.
They want us to die out, and so if we don't wake up real soon, and if we don't wake up quick, we're going to be right back in the slaves.
Well, Christy, I got a question for you. Yes, I got a question for you. All things
yes,
considered,
sir.
You know, the information that we're getting out here now through the media, and, you know, the president coming on every day, kicking his spiel, how important? You know, I've watched within these last few days, Diddy and his Revolt channel that he has, and of course, Miss Winfrey, you know, she has her format. How important do you think it is for us to embrace black media so that we have information that's coming to us from us, so that we don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe? Because, you know, these people tell us stuff, you know, all the time, and it's always something different, and it's always something, and, you know, and you see how they done spun the coronavirus to where it's supposed to be affecting us more than it's affecting anybody else right now. So, you know, we've got formats I know you speak on, and New Order, National Human Rights. You know, we speak on different radio programs, and our brother Knowledge Born Jackson, his awesome format that he has. I see so many of his other shows, and I know you guys do as well, of different voices and different people with different opinions, all from the black perspective. How important is that right now, Christy? Do we need a black voice, you know, that we can express ourselves and get information and get knowledge?
I'm going to answer that question twofold. I'm going to say, yes, it's well needed. It is truly needed, and it's a blessing to have. But at the same time, it's like my grandma said, you can leave a horse in water all day long, and if that horse is stubborn enough not to drink, it's going to die of thirst. Not because it wasn't there and it wasn't available. You know, and that's how we are as black people. You can put information out there, and you will have these people go, I don't know, because they're so Americanized. They have been brainwashed. And one thing that we have to learn about America and a capitalistic America, she will never tell you the truth. And you'll be brainwashed in believing so many different things. And when you're brainwashed, it's just like if you go back, I'm going to use for example, and it was one of my favorites. And when I was a kid and my grandma told me, I was like, oh, I get it. It was like, you know what I'm saying, like you have a house slave and his master. And the house slave say, we sick. This our house, boss. This is us stuff, boss. And then you have the slaves that are on the plantation like, this ain't our stuff. We trying to get away. We trying to, you know, get our freedom. And we still have those different type of mentalities. You have people that will live and die for America but don't give 2 cents about them. You have people that would take everything that Trump said, put it on a piece of paper, and think it's worth something. You have those people that's going to ride or die for 45, and I hate it for them, but they will. And when you bring out truth, it makes people angry. It upsets them.
Yes, it does.
Because
They start looking at you crazy.
Yeah, because if you start pulling out truth, they look at you like, okay, hold up. So now we finna target you because you outspoken, you bold, you know. So we're going to have to, it's like if you go back when they had to tame the Africans that was in the on the plantation, the master would actually have sex with the alpha male to make sure all the slaves would bow down to him and would listen to him. And it's called Ma'afa. Ma'afa happened so they could have straight control. Or you go back to Jim Crow laws. Those were all just to brainwash us into believing something that's not real. If you think about it, we're not free. We're still enslaved. We still work for a minimum wage or less. Our education can be taken from us if a white teacher says something or does something. It's still not the total freedom that we deserve. So we have to wake up and realize what world we're in. I'm not in the fairy tale. This ain't Frozen for me. I don't have a snow thing called Olaf. I don't.
We have to wait, but that's a whole lot of truth and a whole lot of knowledge. But I don't think a lot of people out there are ready for what goes along with that conversation, simply because of the fact that if people really understood that when they sign those birth certificates and get those Social Security cards, what that really means.
Oh wow!
I don't think they're really ready.
Right. It's a tracking device. Like, I mean, really and honestly, what's the purpose of a Social Security number? What's the purpose of credit? Because I can really survive. Because you know, I used to be real down. Y'all, I'm gonna be honest. When I was young, I messed up my credit. I messed it up bad, and I felt so low, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got a bad credit score. And then I started getting to realize, I was like, wait a minute, why I need credit if I got cash? Why I need credit if I can go and if I can get me $3,000 or $4,000, put me on a vehicle? What I need credit for? If I can go in here and buy my furniture, I don't need credit. But if you start teaching people about how to spend wisely and using your money to where you don't need a credit card or you don't need to get no credit or you don't need no note that reoccurs, they look at you like you're speaking a foreign language.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And we have to take care of ourselves.
I mean, the thing that everybody's right now, a lot of people are out there, they count on the stock market. When stock market starts going down, everybody starts buying. But if we really just look at it, we can actually create our own stock market. We can actually start getting people to invest into these independent corporations or these independent people, you know, saying, supporting them and growing them. And now they can see where their money is actually going. And so that way we can actually, you know, saying, we don't have to actually go by the norm. We can start something talking.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier today, Greg. It's like everybody waiting on this little stimulus package that they handing out to the American people. You know, they handing out 20 million to small businesses. What if we as a people, you know what I'm saying, put our money together and got some small business together? We would have been right in line for that 20 million. But we don't see
that. Let's be real.
You know what I'm saying? We wait for the
How many of us going to really do that without arguing and fighting? How many of us really going to come together like that?
But you know,
that
it's one thing. Yeah, it's one thing to have the information for yourself, but sometimes, sister, you got to give it out, even if you think it's not even going to come across. And, you know, if one person wake up from this slumber that we're all in, you know what I'm saying? It'll be worth it. You know what I'm saying? We have to wake up. If this coronavirus hasn't wakened some of us up yet from understanding that we have to do for self. We can't sit and wait for nobody to hand us out no government cheese. We're gonna get that government cheese next month, y'all. It's gonna be on and popping.
Right.
You know, we have to do for self at some point. And yeah, it's a lot of us brothers and sisters that are asleep. But, you know, we got to keep putting it out there because, you know, you can get slapped in the face or you can get slapped up out of here. And, you know, I'd rather somebody to slap me in the face than haul me away and put me 6 feet under, because with what's going on right now in this world, it's not a good look. It's not a good look for people that have less than or have low income or aren't able to get themselves out of this situation. We better wake up. We better start communicating with each other and giving each other knowledge and sharing knowledge with each other. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way we're going to come up out of it.
You know,
well,
we
really need as a city, as a city, or either as a people, we need to start having think tanks in each state on to actually talk about and combat what to do when these situations arise, so we won't be caught off guard if the city shuts down, if the internet shuts down, if our food supply shuts down. We need to be prepared. So that's one thing I think we need to do as a whole, as a people, to start putting together these think tanks, because they got hundreds of think tanks across the country for people that aren't African American and people of color, to try to figure out different solutions for different situations that they might actually get into, or things that they might want to do to other people. But, you know, here nor there, I think that we have to get better organized so that we can better be prepared for these situations when they arise.
Amen.
And I'm still trying to figure out why the liquor stores are still open when everything else is closing down.
You know why? Because
it's essential. You know,
they kill
that bacteria. Don't play. That yeast water kills everything. Don't play. That Hennessy will stop that corona from getting in that throat.
But look, why when they start to open stores now, right? Why did they focus on barbershops, hair salons,
nails,
right? All the places. Yeah, bowling alleys. All the places.
Bowling alleys, movie theaters, gyms.
Yeah. All the places like gyms, all the people where people interact and switch up their, you know what I'm saying, DNA amongst each other. I thought this was all about distancing ourselves. I thought this was about 6 feet. Now, all of a sudden, all the places that we like to go to, yeah, I can't wait to get, you know what I'm saying, my hair done. Or I can't, you know, I know some sisters can't wait to get their hair did. And, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know,
hair
we're
did.
Social
I'm about to
question.
It ain't done. It's did. It's did. It's
right.
Hair
we're
did.
Social. We're social people. You know what I'm saying? We like to socialize. So are they setting us up for the okie doke? Because all those establishments that they want to first open, now all of a sudden these are places where, you know what I'm saying, you commingle, you bumping shoulders. Now it ain't a big concern. Now it's all about the money. Like you said earlier on our program earlier, Christy, it's nothing but all about the money.
Right.
I heard exactly
nothing
what you
but
said.
Money.
Yeah, it's all about the money. They don't care about our welfare, you know? Because if the first thing they wanted to add, if they wanted to open something up and test the waters, they would have opened up businesses where you didn't have to interact, you didn't have to be so close to each other. Come on, man. Gyms where people take their sweaty palms off one barbell and put it on another machine and walk on the treadmill and sweat. And come on now. They're doing it by design. They're doing it by design. They're looking for something to occur. They're sitting back and watching people. Like you said, Christy, I'm one of them people. I got like the iPhone, the 3-year-old iPhone. I wait and see what everybody else's iPhone's gonna do before I go and get an iPhone.
You hear me?
I'm gonna sit back. I'll be sitting here in May and June talking about it. Y'all all right out there? I'm not
right.
Jumping out in the water. No, ain't no way.
Hey, so John, how do you think people are spending those stimulus checks that already got them?
Well, I mean, if you rely on what social media has, I mean, they spending it just like we would expect us folk to spend, how we spend money when we get extra money. Now, of course, like I said, there are circumstances amongst a lot of people because they've been unemployed. They haven't had a job for the last month or so. So, you know, they have to take care of those late bills. They have to take care of that rent is due. You know, but for those that, you know, but for those that are just getting it and just having it sitting there, yeah, I'm sure they're not I'm sure they're not sitting together like Christy said and saying, hey, let's put our resources together and let's make something happen, because people don't think that way. But we got to get them to start thinking.
Well, the only thing I like good about this COVID-19 thing is that all of the strip clubs are closed. So now you got a lot of people, a lot of husbands that used to be out are at home with their wives and stuff. A lot of women used to be out are home with their families and stuff. It's more family time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's a time, you know what I'm saying, to be closer, a time to reflect, and a time, you know what I'm saying. I think the dog wants to get in and make a statement.
I think the dog wants to say something.
but this is a time to be reflective and to get back with the family in the family way. I've talked with relatives that I haven't spoken with in a long time. You know, had long talks, and you know, it's time like this that brings you closer. It brings you closer together. Definitely does.
Yeah, because I know at this time now, when people are losing people left and right due to the COVID-19, a lot of people are having problems, you know, dealing with the situation where they might not even be able to go to the funeral to say their goodbyes to the person that they love. I know there was the lady in Arkansas. She actually hosted the funeral in her front yard because she said that there was too many rules and regulations dealing with the funeral home, so she had to the body brought to her house and sat in the front yard, and they held the funeral right there in her front yard.
And that's sad, and that's unfortunate. I spoke with a friend in Dayton earlier, and he said that he was taking his family member to the hospital, and they wouldn't even allow him in to go in with his family member. And, you know, it was just sad because, you know, if this is going to be the new normal, I mean, it's setting us up to be a divided nation, not a unified nation, a divided nation, you know, a nation that's looking at each other sideways. You know, that's why, you know, they tell us don't fall for the okey-doke where, you know, they're trying to make it seem like this coronavirus is targeted and focused on blacks. That's not true. What it is that we had underlying conditions for years. You know what I'm saying? The African American community, the black and brown community, you know, we had these conditions like high blood pressure. We had these conditions like diabetes. We had these conditions like asthma. Had these conditions. So, you know, now that something comes and affects your immune system, well, of course, we're going to be hit the hardest. You know, we got to start speaking and talking amongst ourselves and say, hey, man, we got to have a better diet. We got to start eating better. We got to start exercising. We got to start taking care of ourselves. So when the next wave of some crazy stuff like this comes, it isn't going to affect us the way it's affecting us.
Ooh, you done cursed. Telling somebody not to eat some fat dick or some chocolate cake or some cookies.
You
gonna get beat. You gonna get. You about to get kicked off the radio.
You can eat fat back and all that stuff. Just make sure it ain't in a cereal box, and you pouring half the box in the bowl. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, you can still have
it. Look, you know I'm from New Orleans.
You know.
Look, I'm down south. We eat around here. We eat good.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm messing with you, but you're right. You know, we as a people in the whole. You know, and it goes back, you know, we don't know how to eat properly, because I had someone tell me, and I forgot what it was, but, oh, it costs too much to eat healthy. And it really doesn't. You know, that's just that brainwash stuff that's been put in your mind. You know, it doesn't take, because I know even during this coronavirus, me and my mom have come together to cook together. So what we've done is, like, we have two free, you know, my refrigerator, her refrigerator, so we filled it up with just meats and vegetables and different things. So we've been cooking. And so
Amen.
A friend of mine was like, I done spent so much, she done spent so much money. I'm like, what you spending on? And she said, well, we bought corn dogs. I said, girl, if you don't get in there and start cooking, it lasts longer. You know, your food, it does, because you have leftovers that you can reheat. You know, it's really good. And if it's a good sound meal, it'll save you. So we do have to do better. Fruits, vegetables are our friends. You look at the season. If you go back and you look at a cabinet for a person, because I don't believe in taking medication, except for those that I have to take because I am diabetic, so I do. But other medicines, I use peppermint oil. I use turmeric. I use all those herbs and spices to kind of help me.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, so.
Magnesium,
hey,
what y'all
turmeric. Know about that? What y'all know about that?
Milk thistle.
Yes, you better.
Oh,
yes.
You got to learn about it. You know what I'm saying? Your omegas
and your
vitamin B's. And, oh,
yes. Selenium.
If you don't,
you
know, they'll try to fill you up with all type of medicine. And, see, that's what's making us sicker as well, because the medical industry don't give a dang about you either. All they want to know is what can I prescribe for you so I can get some money off of it. How
that's why everything they prescribe has a side effect.
That's right. That's right. You know, our parents didn't have all this medicine when they was coming up, and they survived just fine, you know. And you're right, Christy. You know, most of our southern diets and stuff aren't the monsters. The monsters are the processed foods, the hot dogs, like you said, and the processed meats and the Mickey D's and the Wendy's and places like that, you know. So everything in moderation. You know, nobody's saying we all should turn into vegans. You know what I'm saying? We all should start eating rabbit food. You know,
I want to press the number one if they want to actually comment on any of the topics or anything that we're doing tonight. Press the one. If I know some people got on the call late, so they might not have heard the introduction or the announcement to press a one to be connected, so we can actually hear your comment.
And what's that
about
calling number?
929-477-1755. Again,
929-477-1755.
Press one with your questions or your comments. We got the Not I, But We Dream Team in the building right now. Okay. So let's go to this area code 419. Area code 419. You are on live. We'll talk with New Order.
Hello. Hi. This is Sabrina Barnett Jameson, National Research Director with New Order National Human Rights Organization, calling in from Toledo, Ohio.
Hey,
everybody.
Toledo in the building.
That's right. Our governor, DeWine, has some sense because he shut Ohio down before anybody.
Yeah, he did. When they said the Ohio State University aren't having classes, I was like, oh Lord, this is serious. Because they don't play with Ohio State University.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
And they're not going back this for the rest of the school year. It's over in Ohio, which
That's
is fine because
I
wasn't sending my daughter
Louisiana
back anyway.
Louisiana school is over with too. Louisiana, they ain't going back. They not send my kids.
Wow.
Somebody, she gonna graduate. We eventually have a walk, but. Yeah, they're not going back either. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Wow.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Right.
And I am so okay with that. I am okay with that. So, you know, everybody be safe. And like we said earlier in the show, it's all about the economy. You know, they're putting the economy over people's lives. And, like, I'm going to sit back, too, and I'm going to watch everybody else, and I'll be out maybe in a couple of weeks. Maybe.
That's right.
I'm going to sit back and observe.
Amen. Amen.
I feel you. I'll be my first try is gonna be, let me try to go to Walmart without a mask. That's what I'm gonna try first.
Oh, I don't even
want
to go to Walmart. Everything in Walmart comes from China. I don't even want to go to Walmart.
Right,
I'm good.
Look, that would be my first walk. I ain't gonna touch nobody. I might. That's gonna be like, wait a minute, nah, I ain't ready yet. Let me put my mask back on. She look like she still got it.
Well,
I know,
Sabrina,
right?
Sabrina, you're up here with me in Ohio. I got a question for you. How do you feel? I know there's been a lot of talk in social media and on the news of late about our prison situation. We've been kind of hit very hard as far as those being infected, you know, in a couple of prisons, Pickaway and a couple other ones.
Marion,
yes. Absolutely. And I can't think of the one with the Lucas. That's the one I was thinking of Lucas. How do you feel about that? Should these, and there's been protests up in Toledo as well, you know, protesting that, you know, people that are incarcerated or in jail or in prison be let out if they don't have a violent offense on their record to be let out. How do you feel about that?
I totally agree. And actually, that's a great topic. And here in Toledo, I want to say this past Saturday, CSRN, Community Solidarity Response Network, did a motorcade here in downtown Toledo regarding the Lucas County Jail for that topic, what you just said, to release the nonviolent offenders, those with misdemeanors, and a lot of those nonviolent offenses are drug-related, so treatment in lieu of incarceration. But that's a big deal because the prisoners have been in prison. They're not going anywhere. So COVID-19 is coming in from the staff members, but nobody is thinking about that. They're coming in from the staff members. The staff members are getting sick, infecting the prisoners. It's a never-ending cycle. Same with the developmental centers, like here in Toledo, Ohio, Northwest Ohio Developmental Center. There are several staff and clients, you know, that have tested positive for COVID-19. It's a serious issue. They don't have the PPE equipment that they should have, and I'm totally for getting, you know, releasing those nonviolent offenders. I'm not a fan of jail and prison anyway because the you know, behind it is supposed to rehabilitate and this, that, and the other, but no, they're sitting there. There's not a lot of rehabilitation, not enough staff. A lot of the staff in the jails and prison right now are out sick because they or their family members have COVID. So it's a safety issue. I have family members that work in the jail and prison. My cousin in Ann Arbor, Michigan, is the COVID-19 charge nurse at the prison there, and it's no joke. It's serious.
Yeah, I'm a true believer of if you do the crime, you know what I'm saying, expect to do the time. I'm not saying, you know, I wouldn't wish one second in a prison system for anybody, but if that is the consequences behind your actions, so be it. My problem is with this pandemic, last time I checked, you know what I'm saying, these nonviolent offenses and a majority of these offenses of these prisoners were not death sentences for them. You know, they didn't go in there and they said, well, you know, you come in here, you know, you're going to die. And when you got, you know what I'm saying, a national epidemic, a pandemic going on like the coronavirus, and you got that self-contained situation where the virus has nowhere to go but up and around, in and about, throughout that area, no, that's a death sentence, and that's wrong.
Absolutely.
That's wrong.
I just want to say, that's exactly what's happening.
And New Order's on the front line of that as well, because we have been sending out letters to Lucas. There was another one in Dallas. We are sending letters to those people and saying those same things, that, you know, we want to make sure that you guys have, you know, our loved ones that are incarcerated protected, because regardless of what you've done in your life, regardless of the reason that you're in there, you're still a person, and you still deserve to be protected from this pandemic. So we don't want them to treat them like some animals and just throw it away. And you know, just like a nursing home, it's, to me, the prison and nursing home are similar in that they're closed. And infections can go very quickly. And so our nursing home people who are losing their lives because of employees not being cautious enough, bringing it in to them, because we have a nursing home here, it's no one in, no one out. So then how did the nursing home get the COVID-19? It had to be one of them, because the family members couldn't go. So one of the employees brought it in.
Correct.
And that employee brought it in from however, but it was brought in, and now all of these elderly people are passing away. The nursing home here is, you know, it's COVID-19 central, and, you know, these workers go in, they come out in the same uniform, you know, they're not cautious about the rest of the world, you know. So, you know, we as a people have to take care of each other. Be safe, y'all.
That's right.
Wear your PPE. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. If you're working in a clinic, hospital, nursing home, when you get home, take your clothes off immediately. Wash them. Wash your hands before going to the store. Just be cautious and careful, because you don't want no one that you love, or not even the community, to even spread this the more.
Exactly.
And we need the demand out here. We need the demand out here, us that can be a voice for the homeless and for the nursing centers and for the shelters and for the prison systems. We demand that the local governments have available PPE for these people. You know what I'm saying? You know, readily available to a lot of people means, well, I got the money for it and I can afford it. But, you know, for low income or people in situations where they're homeless or people in situations where they're in prison or people that are in nursing homes, they can't afford personal protective equipment. So, you know, we need to demand that you know, more of that needs to be sent out to these places. Because like Christy said, she works in nursing facilities. I mean, that's just a haven for that sickness if it comes in there and affects those people. Because you talk about low immune systems, you know, they're filled with low immune systems. So, you know, our prayers go out to all our essential workers that are going
Thank
into
you.
These jobs.
Thank
that
you.
Includes you, Sabrina, includes you, Christy. You know, we pray for you guys. We appreciate you every single day. I mean, you know, Ifu Jima is a historic island where they made this statue of these men putting up a flag. If you go to Washington, D.C., it's out there with all the other icons and statues and stuff. And they put those flags up because those men fought hard and brave. I think the same should be done after this pandemic. Workers out here. Definitely.
Okay, do we have any more calls out there?
Yes, we have one more caller from area code 762, area code 762. We want a lot of real talk with New Order Session.
Hello, how are you doing? My name is...
Go ahead.
Okay,
my name is Angelique. I'm a minister of the New Covenant, and I'm just getting on, so I haven't heard the bulk of your conversation. But one of the things I want to say to you is that this was done by the government, not only by our government, but governments all around the world. This is part of what you call the New World Order or the One World Order. This has been in effect for many, 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 many years. So it's nothing with what they're doing now. So what's going on is they're getting us ready for the mark of the beast. In order to have the mark of the beast, they have to have these 5G towers. The 5G towers, with the radiation that it emits, our body absorbs it, and also the buildings block it, which is why when people are going inside, the cases are going down. So with the 5G technology, that is going to allow them to keep GPS on you, which is where the social distancing comes in at. Because if you're huddled together, people are huddled together, they cannot have the GPS system to keep track on where you're at. So with the 5G towers, they have to put them, the antennas have to be every 2 to 8 houses. Now, mind you, this is emitting a high frequency and a high intensity of radiation, which is in turn snatching your oxygen, which people are fainting. It snatches your water, which is why people say they've been feeling dry as a desert. And it snatches your hemoglobin, which is making them fatigued. Then on top of that, they did the chemtrails, and the chemtrails they've been doing, the pollen this year fell like snow. So now you're sneezing, you're coughing, and they're telling you that this virus is out here. Come in and get tested. Now, once you get in and get tested, they're actually giving you the real virus, which is officially now contagious. So by them opening back up society, they're opening back up to let those that are officially contagious infect everyone else. That's coming now, this wave that is coming now, is going to be different viruses. You're going to hear about rabies. You're going to hear about Ebola. You're going to hear about Spanish flu. You're going to hear about malaria. You're going to hear about all these different viruses coming up, and that's because they have infected people. Their goal is to depopulate. They want to depopulate. This is not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's not a Puerto Rican thing. It's not an Italian thing. It is a human thing. They want to get rid of so many humans, okay, so that they feel that they need to have the control, okay, and they have guidestones. They have guidestones in Elberton, Georgia, which sits on a 33-degree the highest in Georgia, so that's the Mason. They have these guidestones that says the population has to be 500 billion. That's it. Right now we're at 7.5 billion worldwide. So they're looking to get rid of that many people because they feel that the food system is running out, and they feel that these diseases that they have made over the years. They've made the outbreaks of measles. They made the outbreaks of Ebola. They've made the outbreaks of the flu and everything, just so they can get to this point here where they institute the big thing, which I call Pandora's Box because it's seven viruses in one, to eliminate humans so that they can get it down to a certain number and control. This is about the market of beasts. This has been going on for years through the Rockefellers, through the Bilderbergs, through Warren Buffett. Bill Gates, he is big in it. Bill Gates is so big in it that he funds who? Bill Gates funds who? That's how he gets on the TV and says, the economy is not open back up till y'all get vaccinated. The comedy.
Excuse me, Angela. Hello? Chrissy, you had a question, Chrissy?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm so sorry, because I'm in the medical field, my sister, and I can tell you when we test people, I ain't giving them nothing. I'm swabbing their nose, trying to see what they got, and I done heard this 5G power until I'm blue in the face. Let me tell y'all something, y'all. Please listen to me, and I want y'all to listen to me close. Yes. The coronavirus was created by the government, number one. Yes, it's a population control. Yes. However, 5G, 4G, 3G, 10G, 11G, it don't matter. History gonna repeat itself. The bubonic plague, when it hit, you got the Chinese flu that hit. You have all these plagues, and if you go back and you listen to the speech in 2005 by George W. Bush, he was talking about the pandemics that can happen to America. If you go back to Barack Obama, they were all preparing for a plague. Now, this 5G theory was not even, to me, the 5G thing is just a conspiracy theory that I don't want people to start getting into believing, and then they going out and passing this coronavirus. Because I see it in the medical field. People get misinformed, and then they go with it.
And we definitely don't want to put out any information that would have people acting or being unhealthy.
Yes.
You know, the best fight against something that you are unsure of is to keep yourself protected. Like what's being told right now. And we need to follow that because not anyone is 100% sure what's going on. I'm not going to sit here and dispute anything that someone has said, but at the same time, you know, we have to be conscious and we have to be wise and we have to have common sense about protecting ourselves.
That's right.
You know, God got my
back.
That's
right.
God got my back. I know God got me. You know what I mean? I smile every morning, wake up, see 10 toes, 10 fingers. I know he got me. But at the same time,
hallelujah,
God didn't bring no fool into this existence.
This
he didn't
world.
Bring no fool into this world. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to be careful about what we hear and about what we follow. You know, at the end of the day,
that's right.
If you're unsure about following something, follow your highest power. He'll tell you what to do. He'll give you the right direction to go in. And like I said, we don't. That's why I said black media is so needed right now, because there's all type of information out there. And like I said, I don't turn it away. I don't shun it. But I'm saying I listen to it and I make my own choices and decisions based on that. But what we as an organization, we're a human rights organization. You know what I'm saying? We're for all humankind. And for all humankind right now, to do right now, is to stay protected with the information given to us. And if they say stay 6 feet apart, if they say wear a mask, if they say, you know, don't, you know, if they say practice social distancing, then that's what I'm going to practice, you know, until advised and see that the deaths and the numbers have dramatically dropped and that my people, the people I love, you know what I'm saying, are safer out there. And that's how I'm going to move. And I just suggest that we all move in that same fashion.
Absolutely. I agree.
Amen.
Angelique, are you still on the line? We didn't scare her off, did we? She might have took off after that.
I hope not.
Greg, where are you?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just here just listening. And, you know, because I understand it from all different sides and stuff like that, from the medical side and from your side. And I also understand it from her side also because of the fact that, you know, I'm the one who I'm not going to pass judgment on anybody, but I like to hear all of the facts on the table. You know, I like to hear everybody's opinion about, you know, what's going on and stuff like that and then make my own decision. And I mean, it also made a lot of sense, too. So, I mean, you know, I'm listening to everything, and I want everybody else to be open-mindedness about, you know what we're here. Because we don't want to be a people that, you know, that was told something, like the people that, you know, when Noah told about the flood and stuff was coming, they laughed at him. And then when it did come, those were the ones that perished. So, you know, I don't want to be that one that that was laughing at him. I want to listen to everything everybody had to say and then make my own judgment. But this has been a very interesting show today, and I appreciate everybody that came on the show and all the comments and all of the information that was shared. That it was really informative. It really had, you know, had me thinking about some other things too. So, I mean, you know, I hope everybody else that listened to the show also enjoyed it. Do we have any other callers on any of the lines, or are there any last comments before we end the show?
Well, I got a last statement. Appreciate all my brothers and sisters, New Order, National Human Rights Family. I appreciate y'all calling in. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, this family that we got. And, you know, we are unified. It's not I, but we. And just appreciate everything that we're doing. And I believe we're moving in the right direction, just to keep on in that direction. Let's keep supporting each other. And definitely appreciate you, Brother Knowledge. Because, like I said, you know, right now in this point in time, I feel like we need this vehicle more so than ever.
I would also like to thank you guys for allowing me to be a part of Real Talk Radio with New Order. To Knowledge, I thank you for the platform. To all you guys, I love y'all more than anything. Y'all are awesome. You know, we do a lot of hard work, grunges. And I just want us all to be safe, to be prosperous,
amen.
And, you know, just to be conscious, you know, really just be conscious, because this world, as we know it, has changed right before our eyes. And they're calling it fluid, so that means it's going to continue to change. So y'all just keep your minds open, eyes open, hearts open.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Greg, you got closing words, my brother?
Hey, I just want to go ahead and remind everybody that's out there, always remember to use your time wisely. Always cherish your families and the time that you have with them. And always, when you think about, you know, what's going on today, keep your family members and, you know, your loved ones in prayer. And when you get your stimulus money, make sure you use it wisely. There's a lot of stuff going on out there, and we definitely don't want to waste it. In fact, some of us don't even know continue to have a job. Some of us might not even have a job left. So, I mean, you know,
right.
We definitely want to make sure that we, you know, we use that stimulus money wisely. And not just the stimulus money, but money, period. You know, we got to use our
money
income wisely. You know, and people, like, you know, John said earlier, let's start getting together, sticking together, and invest our money and start these our own businesses and stuff, so that, you know, we can actually get a piece of that extra stimulus money that we missed out on this time. You know, I want to, like I said, just stay tuned to what's going on with New Order. We into a lot of things and a lot of different platforms on a day-to-day basis. Make sure you tune in and check us out. That number is 1-800-346-5138. For those that have any information that they want to talk to us about. And if you want to check our website, you can reach us at www.nonhro.org. That's www.nonhro.org. And I appreciate my co-host, John Drummond, for keeping it live
yes,
with me
sir.
On this Tuesday night. I want to thank Knowledge for all the information. I want to thank our co-host that came aboard, Christy. I loved all the comments and critiquing that she gave us tonight, and we really hope our other audience that we did have a chance to actually speak to that listened in enjoyed the show. Thank you for listening, and hope to hear or see you.
Thank
or
you, Sabrina.
You listening.
No problem. No problem. Great show. Great show.
All right, my New Order family.
Hello.
All right, all right. Everybody have a good night and enjoy yourself and be safe.
That's yes. right. Absolutely. Stay safe, everyone.
The supreme best. Do not.